భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 46 చాప్టర్ టైటిల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఫర్ సివిలైజ్డ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్. నో చేత్ ప్రమత్తమసతీంద్రియవాజిసూత నిత్వోపతం విషయదాశిషు నిక్షిపంతి. తేద్యాస్య వాసయ సూతమం తమోందే సంసార కూప ఉరు మృత్యు భయే క్షిపంతి. నో ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. అదర్వైజ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ డస్ నాట్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ అచ్యుత అండ్ బలదేవ దెన్ ద సెన్సెస్ యాక్టింగ్ యాజ్ ద హార్సెస్ అండ్ ద ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ యాక్టింగ్ యాజ్ ద డ్రైవర్ both being prone to material contamination, inattentively bring the body which acts as a chariot to the path of sense gratification. When one is thus attracted again by the rogues of Vishaya, that is eating, sleeping and mating, the horses and chariot driver are thrown into the blinding dark well of material existence, and one is again put into a dangerous and extremely fearful situation of repeated birth and death. Purport: without the protection of Gaur Nithai, Krishna Balaram, one cannot get out of the dark well of ignorance in material existence. This is indicated here by the word no chet, which means that one will always remain in the dark well of material existence. The living entity must get strength from Nithai Gaura or Krishna Balarama. Without the mercy of Nithai Gaura, there is no way to come out of this dark well of ignorance. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrit Adi Leela, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito గౌడో దహే పుష్పవంతో చిత్రో సందో తమోనుధో. ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసాన్సెస్ ఆన్ టు శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య అండ్ లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద, హూ ఆర్ లైక్ ద సన్ అండ్ మూన్. దే హ్యావ్ అరైజన్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ ఆన్ ద హొరైజన్ ఆఫ్ గౌడ టు డిసిపేట్ ద డార్క్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ అండ్ దస్ వండర్ఫుల్లీ బెస్టో బెనిడిక్షన్ అపాన్ ఆల్. దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఈస్ అ డార్క్ వెల్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. The fallen soul in this dark well must take shelter of the lotus feet of Gaur Nithai, for thus he can easily emerge from material existence. Without their strength, simply attempting to get out of the clutches of matter by speculative knowledge will be insufficient. He put his hand on Prahlad's head, took him up and put it on his lap. So this lap is a sign of taking shelter, protection. Just like children, they take shelter of their parents' lap, especially mothers. They are not worried about, you know, usually children, they are not worried about what is happening, you know, the prices have gone up or the anxiety. They are so sure that they will be provided. The meal will be there. They are not in anxiety. Why? Because they know that the parents are there. So this is the nature of taking shelter, and in return the Lord is always protecting. So Hiranyakashipu, after giving this, putting him on his lap, he started licking him. Now licking is a way of showing affection, because the Lord came in the form of an animal. So this gesture of affection is there in animals. Bhakta Vatsal, why Vatsal, the word calf comes because you see that the calf is licked by the cow. It goes on licking, 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 showing that love and affection. So similarly we see in dogs, didn't see in many other animals. A tiger may be very roaring or, you know, very furious or scary or horrible to any other thing, but for its child, it's licking, giving so much affection, because that is his nature. The same thing, when you take shelter, as it is said here, in unless we take shelter, unless we take protection, it is impossible that he can come out of the clutches. The material energy is so cruel, it's so cruel that it will not allow us unless someone takes shelter, protection. But in Kali Yuga, unfortunately, we are so far away from this concept, that is what we see commonly. People have their own egoistic ideas and desires, and, you know, where they think about seeking protection or, you know, shelter, or where is the concept about God or anything. Even if there is, even if some people, they have something that there must be, you know, but they are easily misled. They accept something which is not definitely protection, not definitely taking shelter, but, you know, taking some shelter for their own, you know, some material comforts or needs. So this way, there is darkness. So in this darkness, it is said in this purport, the Lord is so merciful because he knows that in this darkness, Gaur Nithai are appearing, as it is said in this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are rising just like sun and moon. We don't see sun and moon rising, but in Kali Yuga it is said that Gauranga and Nityananda, they are like sun and moon rising. And especially for this age, we know that there is no other way. So you take shelter of them, and then we can rise above these clutches. So this is how Prabhupada here is mentioning about a living entity must get strength from Nithai Gaura or Krishna Balaram. So without the mercy of Nithai Gaura, there is no way to come out of this dark well of ignorance. So this nature of taking shelter is also seen in Maharaj Ambarish's case. Even he, like Prahlad, he also, when he was attacked, he didn't move at all. He was just standstill. Why? He had full faith. That was his understanding. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is said that there are 6 limbs of surrender. And that is what we are trying for. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam, rakshishatyati vishvaso gopatrutve varanam tatha, atma nikshepa karpanya sadvida sharanagati. So if any one of us thinking that, well, is it possible that for me to also take shelter, will there be a chance that the Lord will protect and give me shelter, that I'll become fearless in life, in all circumstances, all situation, then it is said yes. Then it starts with these 6 limbs. Now what is this anukula? Things which are very favorable, to just not accept. Accept it with determination. And that is, of course, hearing and chanting and our sadhana. Accept it. And then pratikula, which are not favorable, with determination to give it up. Now those who are staying in the temple, you may not know that what are things unfavorable, and it is so difficult to know that things which are unfavorable. There is so much temptation, there is so much distraction. To be very determined and say that this is not favorable, and it is said in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if I have to surrender, I have to be very determined to give up. Sounds very simple, but same time not very simple, very difficult. But this is how it starts. Rakshishati means Krishna will protect. Or Krishna can protect. No, Krishna not can protect. Krishna will protect. To have that mood, that Krishna will protect. We have experiences that during the riots and all, you know, the police is supposed to protect. But most of the people, they don't have faith in police. They will not go to the police because they think the police is going to cause some problem. But it's not like the case Krishna. Krishna can protect, but Krishna will protect. Whereas police can protect, but not necessary that police will protect. So this is how the third limb, that Krishna, with full faith that Krishna will protect. And Gopatritve means completely depending on Krishna. Aham Bija Pradapita, he says in Bhagavad Gita, that he is the maintainer, so you accept. Just the same example, the children, they are fully, you know, dependent on the parents. They are not bothered about what is happening in the world at all. They are playing happily, joyful, and then they know that. For them, the meal, whatever is there, whatever the needs is coming. So that is what is just completely depending. And it is true that the more you depend, the more he will definitely provide. And then Atma Nikshepa, it is not just the body, mind and words. It is also the soul. So you surrender body, mind and words and soul. So three dhandi sannyas, there are three, right? But there is also a small thing. You see, there is another small stick that represents the soul. So it is the body, the mind and words and the soul. Atma nikshepa, everything. Taking shelter. Karpanyam is realizing oneself. This is a fact that we are insignificant. It is a fact that we are insignificant. In that state, acting accordingly. That means a sign of humility. You are insignificant. Whatever you do is just a mercy of Lord. You are just an insignificant person. You remember that once Prabhupada just wanted to bring out this point that how he was sitting inside one room in Calcutta. And Prabhupada said that the Lord, the one-fourth of the creation is just a material energy in that, you know, Mahavishnu is lying and so many universes are coming. And in that one universe, there are infinite number of planets. And in that one planet is Earth. And in that Earth planet, there are so many continents. And in that continent, there is one Asia. In that Asia, there is one country, India. In that country, India, there is one state called West Bengal. In that West Bengal, there is one city. In that city, there is one street called so-and-so. And in that street, there is one building called this. And in that building, there is, in this apartment, you are singing. And in that, so-and-so is thinking that he is very important. So in one sense, we are so insignificant compared to what is there, you know, nothing. So in that state, these six limbs of surrender, these are the limbs which leads to total surrender. So today is also a very special day. So I was Hare Krishna Prabhu is at Gundicha Marjanam. So with your permission and in brief, of course, we will not go into the detail. It's a very significant, instructive pastime. But as it is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda appeared as sun and moon in this age of darkness, complete darkness. And the darkness is becoming more and more intense. But they appear like, you know, light. So when they appear, just imagine the same Lord Krishna was 5,000 years back. He descended here. And then he instructed and he spoke Bhagavad Gita. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as a Channa avatar, the most munificent, most merciful. Why? He came to say that is what I spoke. And this is what I tell you how to do. So he came as a devotee himself to teach how in this age, most important thing, the intrinsic nature of our soul is to love, to seek protection, take shelter, which is there, intrinsic. How to realize for each and everyone. So he came and enacted this pastime. Very instructive for all of us. It is not some ordinary activity. So that we realize the highest thing by just following what he said, what he did. So he's teaching us. I do it like this, you also do it. The Lord himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai, he first laid foundation for Harinam Sankirtan. That is how we wanted the holy name should penetrate people's heart, and it is so powerful to remove. But later when he, as a sannyasi, went to Jagannath Puri, this is one of the most significant pastime, which takes place 1 day, 2 days, 1 day before the Rath Yatra. Tomorrow is the Rath Yatra. So today is that very famous festival that is called Gundicha Marjanam. Now Gundicha is a temple. Those who are not very familiar with this, it's around 2 miles away from the main Jagannath temple. And the Lord travels on this chariot from main temple to Gundicha. It signifies that the Lord is going back to Vrindavan. That's his home. Prabhupada said, Rath Yatra means inviting our Lord into our heart. We may wonder, why inviting Lord? No, Lord is already there in the heart. Yeah, he's there in the heart, but we can't see him. Why we can't see him? Because there is so much dirt around him. The heart is full of so much dirt. There is no question about we perceiving him. Just put it up. So this is what Prabhupada made it very simple. He said, Rath Yatra festival means inviting the Lord into our heart. This is what it signifies. So once it so happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that, this was one day, he said that we should clean the temple. So the superintendent of the temple, he was a little surprised. My Lord, this is not for you. This work can anyone else can do it. Why should you do it? Now this signifies that how the service, what we do, is not high or low depending on what we do. It is the consciousness. It will decide whether that service is high or low. Whether someone is pujari or someone is cleaning the floor, that doesn't make that service is higher and this service is lower. Higher and lower is decided what that person is thinking when he's doing that service. If that person is thinking that this is a great privilege for me, how fortunate I am to do this service, so that makes the service very high. And maybe a very high prominent service, but the mood is not thinking that it's a privilege. How fortunate I am, how grateful I should be. Then that to that degree the service is low. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to just point out that this is what is service. And the superintendent said, this is... But then he said, well, Pratap Rudra Maharaj has said that whatever you ask, your desire should be fulfilled. So you just order us what you want. He said, get hundreds of brooms, hundreds of pots, and be ready. So on this day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda and many other around 300 devotees, they went to Gundicha temple. And the first thing they did, entered, is went inside and removed all the dust and the sand and all the straws and all with that broom. And you know what type of broom it was? It was a broom where you had to be on your hands and legs. It is not standing, you can do. It is those brooms. So you had to be on the floor. And then he did everything. So they did everyone removed. And they were so focused. It is not that this service has to be just some or other done. Everyone was putting their heart into it. Everyone's attention was how to remove. And they will all come out and put outside the temple. They will collect it and put all the dust. 300 of them, their collection will be one side and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's collection will be another side. And it will be still bigger than 300 people. How meticulously to remove. Then after removing all this, this was not just the main temple, the inside room, the kitchen, the altar, the backside, the top, the walls, all this was removed. Then he said, we'll go back again. And again we'll remove all the subtle things, little. So they went back again to remove all the fine dust fibers, fine dust, straws. They came back. And then there were all devotees waiting with pots of water. And this was brought from Indradyumna Sarovar. Someone brought from the wells, and there were just hundreds of people waiting. They are just waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's signal. As soon as he say, pour water. And then he said, yes. And then all the water, not first they splashed it on the ceiling. So obviously then the water splashes on the ceiling, it fell on the wall, then the floor, and the water was gushing everywhere. All the dust were coming. And after some time, all those water started coming out of the temple, onto the street. So this way, the temple was getting cleaned and cleaned. There was some time when he was cleaning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't need water. Because he had tears in his eyes. See, he was acting the role of a devotee. So his own tears were acting like water. And he was using his own personal garment to clean the floor, polish the floor. And then when devotees were running here and there with the pots, they would clash and the pots will break. But there was not a single time anyone had any conflicts. There was no misunderstanding. They were completely absorbed and united. The unity was to this extent that if they want some pot, they don't have to ask, give me the pot. They would say, Krishna. And that person will exactly understand what he wants. He will give them. So they were united at that level, where everyone's heart was in union in that service. So focused. So this way, the whole temple was cleaned on this day. It was sparkling, spotless, revolutionarily, as we say, no? Revolutionarily clean. Everything was clean, and this cleanliness also reflected in the mind of those who were doing it. All those people who were doing, they also felt their mind was clean. They experienced that faint same feeling of joy and experience. So this is in short about how, of course, it's a very significant pastime. There are a lot of things to be spoken here. But on this day, this is what it signifies. That Gundicha Marjanam means cleaning our heart, inviting the Lord within our heart. And when the Lord enters our heart in that state, it is said that he steals our heart. He is called Hari, so he steals it. And once he steals our heart, nothing of this world can attract us. There is no question about anything. So this is a real quality which is very attractive, of taking shelter this way by purification. It is said that this is the greatest ornament a devotee can have in front of the Lord. Of course, there are some places where the devotees, they wear ornaments and go in front of the Lord. In Vrindavan, you see many times sahajiyas, they do that. But the real ornament which attracts the Lord is this quality which is there within the heart. And it comes through proper purification. So the Lord again, in this same Leela, he also, how he brought this, that how this heart is the residence of Lord Krishna and how we should be keeping it pure. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Amogha, he was in the association of devotees, but he had one problem. He would criticize devotees. He was very envious. So he used to even criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because of that action, he got a reaction, he developed cholera and he was very sick, about to die. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his room, put his hand on his heart and said, you are a Brahmana. Why is this envy in your heart? this heart should be a clean place for the Lord to reside. When he said that, Amoga was so, came out of that in extent. That was, of course, the Lord's divine way of blessing him. So the point is that the heart is, this body is also like a temple. The heart, he said, is a place where the Lord resides. So in this age of darkness and ignorance, where there is so much of egoistic pursuits of, you know, trying to prove ourselves right, or, you know, I am perfect, or I am better, and, you know, I am superior, and here is the Lord just bringing out few points through this Leela, that how seeking shelter, that is Hari Bhakti Vilas, six limbs, and this type of service in this mood, not necessarily that menial service means it's a humble service. It is the consciousness when it is done, we re-establish that dynamic relationship which is there with the Lord, as it is shown here how the Lord and the devotees are interacting. It's a loving relationship, very dynamic. Not a moment there is any boredom. And this is what is happening in the spiritual world. The Lord has got relationship with each and every one. And it is just ever expanding, ever increasing. Joy, love. But that is only possible when we, with determination, with enthusiasm, we remove all these type of anarthas, which I don't have to mention, and the subtle ones, and what to speak about the weeds, very painful to pull it off. But that all can be pulled off when this type of shelter or seeking protection, seeking mercy, becoming dependent in that way, which is chanted, our heart becomes pure and we realize what is real perfection in life, what is the purpose of our human existence. So today is a very special day in that sense. Tomorrow it will be Rath Yatra, where the Lord of the universe, he comes out. It is said he is Jagannath. He is not Lord of Hindus or Orients or, you know, not Indians, Hindus, Orients. He is the Lord of the universe. And it said tomorrow when he comes out, he glances on everyone, whoever. There are more than 10 lakhs people, right? 10 lakhs people will be there in that street. And there'll be atheists also. Everyone he will glance. Not only that, there is another significance. Lord of universe is this same Jagannath. He's been worshipped. Those who are worshipping Ganesha, they see him as Ganesha. Those who worship Shiva, they see Jagannath as Shiva. Including Buddhists. You know, Buddhists worship Jagannath. I don't know what they see, but they worship him. And those who are Rama Bhaktas, they see him as Ram. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was revealing the same Jagannath is not different from Shama Sundar, with the flute, with that Vajanti Mala. So he was seeing him in that form. And he was in that Radharani's bhav of separation. And he'll be pulling. So Rath Yatra has a lot of significance. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his followers and all those dedicated devotees who have been following in this divine path. So whatever few things which I heard, which was very inspiring to me, how much we can be determined in practicing it to purify, we need mercy. So I'll stop here on this. I think we can, yes, Gopinath Chandra, we'll stop here. Are there any questions? If there is any questions related to today's topic, if there is, we can try, or we will stop here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.